Hi, welcome to the Cheerful Sound Man podcast. Today I've got this was another question pitched to me, but it's one I get a lot and frequently as people are looking to possibly explore a career in the production industry, or even just, I actually have a lot of friends and acquaintances and such that do kind of part-time production work as weekend work, or, you know, it's most of the concerts, things are on the weekends. So it's a nice way to make a little extra money, but also get to do something interesting and be behind the scenes and all that. So the question is what to expect on your first event, the first time you work a gig. So obviously there's a lot of different levels. We've got everyone from Kanara behind the camera here who does, who photographs events. The answers for her are going to be a little different than the answers for a first-time stagehand, but I'll just kind of do this as a general, anybody working behind the scenes on an event on the tech side. So stagehands, loaders, pushers, or, hey, I just got out of Full Sail and I've learned something about audio and now I'm going on a real gig, that sort of thing. First thing to expect, chaos. Expect, well, hopefully controlled chaos, but depends on the event, depends on who's running it. But it will feel like chaos at first. I remember my first event at the Phillips Center here in Gainesville, the Performing Arts Center, out of college. So I'd worked a lot of theater events. I was in bands, so I worked a lot. I played a lot of clubs and things like that. So I knew my way around a little bit, but my very first big event there was a Broadway load-in, which has, I think the crew call for local hands was 45 people or something. It was a lot of people. And it was four or five semi-trucks worth of equipment that had to come off of a truck, get loaded in, set up in the same day, and then a performance that night, and then it gets put back on four semi-trucks. So if you can imagine all of that happening in and out in one day, and that is actually most of the concerts or events that you go to outside of festivals, so most single concerts that you go to at an arena or a theater or anything like that are in and out in the same day. So again, as you can imagine, there's a lot of chaos. My first event there, the biggest thing I was doing, honestly, was trying not to die, because there was just so many things, so many moving parts. There were pipes coming in and out to hang things. There were four different departments working at the same time, trying to set up their items. There's a lot of different, the touring techs barking at people, hey, you three, come over here, do this, do that. And just trying to be aware of everything, not get hurt and not hurt anybody else carrying something or push something into someone. It's very chaotic, but at the end, very rewarding and very fun. I would also expect in a situation, if it's something like that, I would expect to feel like you're getting yelled at. And I say that as also as a cautionary tale to not take things personally in those situations. There's a lot of folks are very loud in that environment, and a lot of that is for safety, especially on a bigger load-in. So if you're a stagehand on a big stage build, there's a lot of yelling, motor coming in, and we have different protocols and different things where we announce certain things that are happening on stage. Sometimes it feels like people are yelling or yelling at you. And sometimes they are yelling at you. Sometimes you're in the way, or sometimes you're doing something that's about to be really dangerous or stupid. And it's okay. You don't necessarily know. Try to follow directions. Don't take it personally. Also, bear in mind if it's a tour and this is their local stop and you're the local crew, while it doesn't excuse bad behavior or people being assholes, just remember they're riding on a bus from location to location and they're doing everything and how exhausting your day is today. They're doing it day in and day out. And you might be on day one of the tour and they might still be cheerful. You might be on day 47 in a row and they haven't had a day off and they are grumpy, haven't eaten well, haven't slept, haven't gotten a good shower in 2 days. So it really just depends. So again, don't take it personally. I know we don't allow people to be abusive in their language, but we definitely give a whole lot of latitude to tours and our clients of understanding that it's going to, every group is going to be a little different. I would expect to be challenged. I would expect to walk in and be challenged and to be, again, barked at a lot of like, hey, go grab this. Hey, go do this. Hey, go do that. And a lot of times you won't even know really what they're asking you to do. And what I would say in those cases is ask for clarity. If you really are confused, say, okay, so just to be sure, you want me to take those four lights and get them in that case over there, and then after that, I'm doing this. And so repeat it back and make sure that you're on the same page. Because what you don't want to do, the touring crew will think you're terrible and hate you. They will be frustrated by you. What you don't want to do is hear half the direction, make an assumption, and then do something that we've then got to do everything over again and unpack and redo. So we're trying to do things right the first time. So make sure you understand the direction, understand the assignment you've been given. I would expect to have a very long day. Again, depends on the event. They vary a lot. But even a theater event in the air conditioning, a nice indoor event, a lot of times you might load in at 8 or 9 in the morning, work through sound checks early afternoon. You might only have an hour off in the afternoon. You might not, you know, you might not get a lunch. You may only get a lunchish dinner, dinner or whatever, and then have to come right back for the show and then load out right after. So, those are, again, good companies, good management, good venues will do a very good job of making sure that you have those built-in meal breaks. But I would not come into this industry expecting a lot of breaks. It is definitely physically very hard work. It's demanding and requires a lot of endurance. Again, we try to do things to mitigate those, especially we have a couple graduations getting built outdoors in the Florida heat right now. We try to make sure we start those kind of early so that we do have a little bit of a midday, late afternoon break, but that also that people are, that it's staggered enough where they're getting a couple hours to go cool down, to be inside, to get hydrated, all those things before they come back out. So those are all important things there. And, lastly, what I would say to expect is, and it can vary depending on the event you do, but overall expect to enjoy and get to take part in a magical experience. There's no experience on the planet like an entire room full or stadium full or field full of people singing along to a song together that they love. It is absolutely magical. It's one of the greatest feelings on the planet, in my personal opinion. If you don't feel that way and you don't feel that it's magical or that, you know, it means anything, it's probably not the right industry for you. But what I'd say is expect to take some time to enjoy the fruits of your labor and then shake it off and get right back in because it's loadout time and you got a lot of work to do. So those would be the things that I would expect in working my first event or working in this industry. I'll do a shameless plug at the end here. We are always hiring folks. So if you are interested, if you're in Gainesville or Tallahassee markets or want to move here, experienced or not, we always are looking for folks who are passionate about it. And that's really the key thing. We can teach a lot of the techniques. We can experience will get you a long way working, side by side with folks. But the biggest thing is having that passion and that desire and that wanting to experience that ending feeling like we were talking about of we did this as a team. We made this happen. We made this memory for all these people. So that's it.